Hey Joe, what you doing with that gun in your hand? Hey Joe, what you doing with that gun in your hand? I'm going to go out and shoot a bunch of people down. I got all this hate running around in my head. Gonna go out, shoot a bunch of people down. Got all this hate running around in my head. Hey Joe, now where'd you get that machine gun that's in your hand? Hey Joe, now where did you get that machine gun that's in your hand? Laid my money down, got it over the counter, my constitutional right. Second Amendment, my constitutional right to kill, to kill, to kill. Crippled Amendment, put it in my hand.
We are Soul Asylum, and you're delving in a moment with Song, Poetry, Flower Hour. Hello to our music community, music lovers, and to all those people out there that are interested in music, quite simply. That intro was a parody done on Hey Joe, just to express my concern and about the absurdity of the Second Amendment of the Constitution, bear arms, which is completely skewed, out of control, money hungry, and also say it's just a ridiculous how easy you can get weapons to kill. Yeah. Really happy to have this venue to express music and give you music. You know, very happy to have this venue given to us from allpoetry.com. And our music community here are very talented. And to express the talent here in the music. Yeah. Oh, okay. Here we are for our next song. And we are very, very happy. We have 24/7 podcasts here, allpoetry.com. And what a beautiful venue given to us by Kevin and his crew, keeping us in shape to express. Now for our first song, And in Love by Chuck 17.
I remember when I was 17 and you were the high school beauty queen. I stood there next to you as your king. It seemed so long ago. And the years went by, we were lost in time. You went your way and I went mine. The happiness we hoped we'd find seemed so long ago. Thank you. I saw you just the other day. It seems a million years since we went away. I tried to stop but had nothing to say. It seems so long ago. Then the memories came flowing back like a flood that filled my mind. All I could think of was yesterday, but love, treat is us unkind. Now all I have are these memories. I wonder if you do too. Remember when I was 17 and the day I fell in love with you? Anyway, that's it for the day. Just an idea.
Yeah, what a beautiful idea. What can you say? Love. We need it. And by the way, that's by Chuck, 17. Check him out on SoundCloud. And he is also a poet at alltalkpoetry.com. What talent we have here, I must admit. And yeah, love. We need it. Speaking of love, Joe, if you're out there, Joe in chains, going through some hard times right now, you're loved, okay? Just want to, and you have a community here that's really loving you. I don't know what you're going through, but we all love you. That's for sure. Good, now for our second song of the evening. We're starting it off.
Down in the middle of it, no way out for me. You'll see. Tied to the middle of it, I can't break myself free. You'll see. Dark night closes in like a good friend, and it tells me goodbye. Lost inside is me. You'll see. Drowned in the middle of it, I can't breathe easily. Dark night closes in like a good friend and tells me goodbye.
Tells me goodbye.
bound to the middle of it. Lost inside is me. You'll see. Drowned in the middle of it, I can't breathe easily. Dark night closes in like a good friend and tells me goodbye.
Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties here on the studio. However, I think we're getting back on track. Beautiful music, as usual, by Bo. And, of course, we have a wide variety of great musicians here at allpoetry.com. And just want to plug in that we have 24/7 podcasts by wonderful groups here and all around. One of them, of course, is Soul Asylum. We just started a group called Save the Poetry Cast, that we put together, team of voices, La Costa Nostra, Late Night Poets, just to name a few. Beautiful groups, beautiful poetry for you 24/7. Now for our next song, Mark Green, the imposter, with his group, also Blame Winter, chant, by the way, the imposter.
The whole guitar volume, everything volume.
Out of the door, and I spent that time in the false fornication, trying to make even the score. Even when she was too safe for you, even when she danced to your favorite tune, and yeah, she looks like you. Instead of you, she belongs.
you. If that didn't get you rocking, I don't know what will. Mark Green, Lame Winter. Yeah, check him out on his channel and YouTube, Mark Green. Thank you very much for that song. And now we're coming up to I just want to plug in this one group, Disabilities. She does a lot of collaborations, and what a group of musicians there. I'm part of that group as well, you know, doing collaborations and music, and Fest is one of them, you know, writing alphabetically writing is his name on allpoetry.com. And we're going to put on his song, Not New to This, Fest.
Shit, adjust to the music, bitch. Stop for the lunatics, you must know who this is. I'm not new to this, I stay true to this. I've been doing this and stuff in the uterus. Fuck all the stupid shit, adjust to the music, bitch. Stop for the lunatics, you must know who this is. I have the planet on my back, beat town, landed on my left. Don't stand there, plan the damn attack. I'ma put Brandon on the map.
2001, I hope you're having fun. I'm living exactly how I want. Figured I was successful till I met the one. Life can't be stressful, what's next to come? Gonna spark it up, but first gotta bless the blunt. I started out young, then I progressed to some. Get high, spin fives when the session's done. Always good times, ain't stressing none.
I'm not new to this, I stay true to this. I've been doing this since up in the uterus. Fuck all the stupid shit, adjust to the music, bitch. Stop all the lunatics, you must know who this is. I'm not new to this, I stay true to this. I've been doing this since up in the uterus. Fuck all the stupid shit, adjust to the music, bitch. Stop all the lunatics, you must know who this is.
I know who this is, thought it's but they're from the uterus. They choose these syllables, you and his things like devices. A salute to death, seek shoot the sight of the one. Sighted to God, but it's given me the skill, the kills, the kills. With what is the buzzy-ness, that's for the lunatics. When I spoke to the average, that's the sound of the scrupulous on beat.
Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Eat shit, nap,
exactly why the cat's always getting a bad rap. She ain't evil, they just hate people same way that I do. And Karen, fuck you. I'm gonna own more than a few, a whole fucking crew. So take the nostril kazoo, shove it up your squad killing wazoo. My pussy ain't rude, it just got attitude. And I get it cause this much and that much is true. My pussy ain't rude. I'd rather snuggle an old smelly tattered shoe than hold some big belly battering dude and roll with the swagger in a dapper bathroom, working on my night moves like Jagger in a fight move with a dagger under a bright moon. Like a New Yorker mixed with Johnny Walker, they're a tight stalker. Just give them food and water, watch them slaughter any pest cornered in the living quarters. Like a New Yorker mixed with Johnny Walker, they're a tight stalker.
Yeah, seriously, shut the fuck up.
My pussy ain't rude, it just got attitude. An old smelly tattered shoe, then hold some big belly battering hammer. Fuck you. Get a court order, cause they clawed ya. Here's a thought, maybe a cross past the borders, cause your clinginess surpasses abandonment disorder. So back the fuck up and give a motherfucker some space and stay the fuck out their face. In the cat and mouse chase, they never felt from grace and their values. That's why their statues dating back in Egyptian news, cause they knew all about the magical powers that they spewed. So before you judge this interlude what you're attacking Karen views, check the facts and give the fucking cat lady some gratitude. Stay the fuck out there, fake shit, nasty. Why the cat so just getting a bad rap? She ain't evil, they just hate people same way that I do. Karen, fuck you. Yeah, seriously, shut the fuck up. My pussy ain't rude, it just got attitude. I'm gonna own more than a few, a whole fucking crew. Take the nostril, cause you shove it up.
Yeah, seriously, fuck up.
Dude, Karen, fuck you.
A little bit of attitude there. Speak it up, people. Yeah. Laying it out there, beast. And back-to-back beast. And this time back-to-back beast and fest. Alphabetically written. With bounce.
Migrant springs my vital vein. I'm a slave in the chains of these tidal waves. In my primal pain, I describe the rain and rhyme title names. When I try to explain the cycle and why I'm idle on the page, for stuff is like my main idols, the Michael Myers, the recitus, like John Wayne Gacy. I'm leather and lacy, the craziest lady. Greatest display of gray duck. The way I say shit, I'm on the wait list for a spaceship, cause my mental state is all the way up, all the way up.
It's lurking, it never stops the hurting. These thoughts are always burning. A hole right through my motherfucking skull. Still no, trying to avoid. Avoid to fill that void. My pulse is pumped with paranoia. Will destroy ya. These vessels burst like asteroids. Freeze wrestles in my jaw like rheumatoids. Knees pretzel in distress like I'm a mess on opioids. My mind is bending. Welcome to my Smith & Wesson. And I crash to the ground, look around, ain't no one around. And then I found it with me, mentally fading out.
That's great, I'm calling the lady then. Where the fuck did I put that number? What do you think about all this stuff?
I'm sad, not knowing the type of life I had. Crazy mad, now I know the path you fed.
Damn,
I'm the one that broke my head. Dead, through the mud like life I left. Dead, won't be dead, never been back to the ship I met.
Earth to bees, hey Fez, can anybody fucking hear me up in here, anybody?
From light to enlightenment, a newborn is a just pure light, with his simple presence, which enlightens and enchants. In his angelical innocence, love is all he waits for. The bird becomes a flower.
Strain of my brain, fill the migraine, strains my vital vein. I'm a slave in the chains of these tidal waves. In my primal pain, I describe the rain and my title names. When I try to explain the cycle and why I'm idle on the page, the cipher's like my main idols, the Michael Myers, the recidivists like John Wayne Gacy. I'm leather and lacy, the craziest lady. Greatest display of gray dust, the way I say shit. I'm on the wait list for a spaceship, cause my mental state is all the way up, all the way up.
It's lurking, it never stops the hurting. These thoughts are always burning. A hole right through my motherfucking skull. Still no, trying to avoid. Avoid to fill that void. My pulse is pumped with paranoia. Will destroy ya. These vessels burst like asteroids. Freeze wrestles in my jaw like rheumatoids. Knees pretzel in distress like I'm a mess on opioids. My mind is bending. Welcome to my Smith & Wesson.
Hot.
And I crash to the ground, look around, ain't no one around. And I found it with me mentally fading out. When that's cold, I'm cold. Where the fuck did I put that number? What do you think about all this fight?
I'm sad, not the only type of life I had. Crazy mad, now I know the path you've had. I'm the one that life I had, dead. Through the mud like life I led, dead. Won't be dead, never get back to the ship I met.
Earth to beast, hey Fez. Can anybody fucking hear me up in here, anybody? Oh.
Am I fucking here, hello?
The shit speaks to me like glue. Just my view. When my life was dead, the same as you. Get me young, look like me, the biggest fool. Reset button can't be used. I hope lead to others use truth. Freedom's a lie and that's the truth.
So Fez, where the fuck you at?
I'm right here, I'm just elevating my life.
Oh, you must be feeling way up, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up.
I'm shooting for the moon.
Oh, okay.
Nah, just kidding. Yeah, real fucking funny. Take your fucking medicine.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're having some technical difficulties. And, yeah. What can I tell you? You know, we are... Soul Asylum, you're listening to Song Poetry Flower Hour, and now we have Big Verge with the Black James Bond.
The Black James Bond. Now, don't get me wrong, I rate Sean Connery the best ever Bond, but there's not been a Black James Bond. I'm up for it and do insist that I should write the story using script in rhyme. Please move along, Mr. Brosnan, I'm coming through Big Verge, Black Bond. I'm lyrically slick with all the chicks, and trust in this, when my trousers they unzip, I'm packing a gift that'll make them lick and open up their pretty lips. Now, you would need to have equipped an Aston with enough music. I pop play a 1,000 gig, I'm moving with a heavy sack, so girls would end up on their back. My policy would simply be to breed enough seed, enough to grow a 00 tree. Now, as for my identity, no 007 or 003, just 00 me. Be virtually believable, better still, 00 ladies. I'm joking, I'd be 00V. I'd have the Clueless weaponry. Gun to eye, wouldn't have to aim. The black James Bond and David Blaine. Trousers that could hold a gap. They'd have the girls, and that's a fact. My missions would be strictly women. From the end back to beginning. Evil men just cause problems. So 0010, you're assigned to them. Okay, there's Shaft and Action Jackson. But don't get me wrong, I'd rather be Bond, because Bond's connections are too strong. Yes, the British Secret Service. What a team. Their cash flow's sweet like good ice cream. No money worries. Every night a different size. And yes, a different pair of thighs. Feminine eyes. That's no surprise. See, now I'm Bond. Every girl says yes when I say it's time for bed. I should just mention, I'm a dread. Dreadlock Bond. Fit true. Come on. Who'd suspect that I'd protect the world from future Dr. No? See, even as Bond, my wordplay flows. I'm telling you, I'd be so cool. You know I groove in tailored suits. Savile Row to Tokyo. Mr. Moore just had to go. I'm 00V, so fix me up, bro, you know, neatly. No cameras, please. I'm glad you like my rap CD. I've got to go, there's Octopussy. The Black James Bond. Black James Bond. I'm Bond, hell yeah, I would MC. Eminem would change careers quickly, because fans of his would now cheer me. I'm the Black James Bond, folks. Don't you see? Yes, 00V. The coolest dude to walk the streets. Guns for free, enough money, weaponry and hot lady. Life would simply be a dream. Wake up, you fool. It's poetry. The Black James Bond. Okay, okay. But that's the way my role would go. I'd save the world and chill at home. But truth be known, you know I'd never be alone. I'd have lots of company. My 00Cs, 00 Junior, 00 Marley. And yes, of course, 00BB. Come on, you know, 00 Black Bond. I'm a fan of Moore, Connery, and Brosnan. But none of them. Believe, not one. Not even Denzel Washington. To play the role with more aplomb than me. Big Verge, the Black James Bond.
The Black James Bond. I'm Bond, hell yeah. The Black James Bond. I'm Bond, hell yeah. The Black James Bond. I'm Bond, hell yeah. The Black James Bond. I'm Bond, hell yeah.
Community, that was Big Bird, the Black James Bond. Yeah, really, really great. Big Bird, another poet here, PopGoetry.com. What a talented community we have. Now we're going to slow it down a bit with Unraveling by Naomi.
Unraveling, unraveling me. When my hair spreads out like a summer sun, and on your pillow becomes a field of wheat. When the shadow and the light design upon your body, mountains and forests, an island full of treasures. Que je t'aime, que je t'aime, que je t'aime. Que je t'aime, que je t'aime, que je t'aime. When my mouth becomes soft, when your body becomes hard, when the sky in your eyes all at once is no longer pure, when my hands would like to, when my fingers don't dare, when my modesty says no with a tiny voice. Que je t'aime, que je t'aime, que je t'aime. Que je t'aime, que je t'aime, que je t'aime. when I no longer feel kitten and I become tiger, when the jungle howls and I finally break my chains, when my first sigh ends in a scream, when it's you that says no and it's me who moans yes. Je t'aime, que 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 je t'aime. Que je t'aime.
Your spoken word. I love you. Yeah. Because I love you. Diverse community here. Fall cultures. And, well, you know, we do, this is our music show, talented community. Sorry about the technical difficulties that we had on the show today. And I'm sorry, reaching out to Joe out there, whatever you're going through, you know, we're here for you. And a little bit of spoken word by Martha Gentle called The Dragon Rider Spoken Word.
The Dragon Rider by Martha Gentle. On a blue island under a pink sky, a dragon was so sad, all he could do was cry. He hung his head, big tears ran down his face. He was so sad in this beautiful place. Now Valvik the dragon was sad and blue. He wished that he knew what to do. His rider in the last battle had been lost, had won the fight, but at a terrible cost. He had lost his friend, his heart was broke. Now no one understood the words he spoke. With his rider, he had a special bond. Without him, how could he now go on? He was so lonely, and his head hung low. In his heart, he feared he'd be forever alone. He feared only one rider fate to him would give, and for the rest of his days, alone he'd live. No one understood the words he spoke now. Only his rider could, but no one knew how. It had long been studied, but no one could see how understanding a dragon anyone could be. But when it happened, it was a glorious thing. Why, just a thought made a dragon's heart sing. But he had had his time, and it was now past. Many good years had flown by so fast. He was so sad, silent tears fell from his eyes. But in the night, Lena the fairy was flying by. She saw Malvik, so sad and blue. She had to help. She must do something. She could not stop herself. She stayed close and listened so that she could see what exactly the trouble might be. At last she understood why the dragon cried. His friend and rider in the last battle had died. No one knew it, and if she never would tell. But it was her job, and she did it well. The magic dust she sprinkled on both their heads meant they understood what each other said. Now Lena did her job quite well, and she knew. One dragon per man was all she was to do. But Lena had a soft heart, and it broke to see how lonely a dragon with a rider could be. So she set out to break the rules once again. She would find this lonely dragon a new friend. So she looked everywhere on this long dark night. It could be done, but it must be done right. She had a sense it had been there forever. It told her when dragon and man could be together. At last she found what she was looking for, but it was a great surprise, that was for sure. In all her years, there was a thing she had never seen. She pondered in her heart, what could this mean? But she had found what she needed. That was a fact. So to Malvik the dragon, she at once flew back. Malvik was still crying, his heart broken too. He would be hard for Lena to get through to. But she started whispering there in his head, and Malvik thought every word that Lena said. She told him he needed to fly out into the night. Just laying here crying for a dragon is not right. So Malvik got up and he looked to the sky and he went flying off. He did not know why. Now Lena flew with Malvik. She guided his path. She is one of the only few fairies up to this task. As he flew through the sky, Malvik looked down. He saw a young girl lying down, lying, not making a sound. He saw a wolf upon the sleeping girl began to steal. If he didn't do something, she'd be the wolf's next meal. Now, dragons aren't supposed to interfere in the ways of man. Just let things play out the way the Great One plans. But Malvik was a kind-hearted dragon, you see. So to the fairy's whispering, he quickly took heed. He flew down and landed right close to her side. This made the hungry wolf run off and hide. He nudged her to awaken her from her sleep. Her very first word made his heart leap. For Malvik, he understood every word she said as the fairy sprinkled her dust on their heads. Then Malvik said, "Oh my, how can this be? I understand you. Can you understand me?" The girl, Mina, said, "I understand every word, but I'm a girl. This is most absurd. Girls can't be writers. Many I heard tell, but I understood you, a dragon, very well." Malvik said, "What I see before me I do not believe, but in my heart I no longer want to cry and grieve." Mina said, "Yes, dear dragon, it must be true. You were made for me, and I was made for you." So they flew off together, happy as could be, the first girl dragon rider in all their history. End poem.
That's horrible. Fairy tale-like. And with a happy ending. Yeah, beautiful. So, next up, positive note. With Dex. Dex.
I kept having this dream. Like all these doctors were playing around with me, Gulliver. You know, like inside of his brain. I seem to have this dream over and over again. Do you think it means anything?
The dream is everlasting. It's the passion niggas start lacking. Start getting my hunger back. Back in action, in player fashion, in every facet I'm improving, cause I've been through it. The realization that's all led me to is that I'm truly meant to win. Show are you and so is he and so is she and so are we. Gotta stay grounded to create that right opportunity. And no, nothing comes easy. That mess you're in is a way out. Burn it down and it'll all pay out. Man, better get it all laid out. All that up to this played out. You might have your doubts. Yeah, that's natural. Tough to believe in what you can do when nobody around you successful. Research the mastermind principle. And I'm trying to be sitting here preaching at you, but I've been holding on to too many jewels, and I start throwing some of these at you. Look at Joseph Campbell, Earl Nightingale, talk about attitude, it's about perspective, it's about blessing. If you're young in the game, get another direction. They can listen to your phone at any second, read your text message, view who you've been Snapchatting. It's only a matter of time before you get arrested. And no, I ain't perfect, and no, I felt worthless many times. I ain't have the courage to do the right thing, but still I'm learning, searching, finding my purpose with these words, maneuvering through these surfaces, and worry about being tomorrow a better version of the man that's standing here, still shining like a chandelier, gearing up for a big year, sharpen my mind like a spirit, and show love to every one of my peers. No fear of rejection, everything from here is gonna be epic. This just hits different when you're fully invested.
When you're all the way in.
I had my ups and downs, but I was dedicated to the game to be able to play the game fast. play the game the right way. I didn't want no shortcut or no easy way to becoming number one. I wanted to grind from the concrete to the executive suite so I'd be to earn what I receive. And it wouldn't be no doubts about it, just like it is today, that I am considered the chairman of the board of famous players.
Also a member of Disabilities, doing a lot of collaboration. And beautiful evening tonight. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Music, all music from our community here, the musicians at allpoetry.com. I'll leave you now with our last song, Death of the Black Rose, another collaboration by all of us. Peace and love. I hope you're good tonight and that you were able to dance and have a little bit of fun with music tonight. Yeah. See you next week. Take care. Peace.
Haunted with beggars, circling petals, dragging her delicate roots from the shit. As it takes another little lie from the crystalline bearer, floating gently, harmlessly, upon frozen ground. Grace that billows with every lying breath, growing pity in the rotted garden of her life.
I'll bury you, I'll bury you. Get the wheelbarrow just to carry you. I'll bury you, I'll bury you. Get out the space shovel if you want me to. I'll bury you, I'll bury you.
And it gets deeper, deeper, drowning with reflections, unable to bear one last look into the mirror of destination. Empty echoes following lost silhouettes. Black Rose took one lasting look, reaching her withering arms for a mask from the ancient gallery, while fingertips escape truth, a life without pulse.
Toxic traits the bitch displays, from the cold gaze painted across her face, to her old ways and how she fell from grace, all in a blaze. All in a day's work. She's ugly as the day is long, but not from her looks, from the lies she said and the people she done wrong. How could you? Or better yet, why would you? Just somebody empty-hearted. That's why this music is cathartic. Put an end to you and get something new started. I shoot from the hip and I'll bury you in that garden.
I'll bury you, I'll bury you. Get the wheelbarrow just to carry you. I'll bury you, I'll bury you. Get out the space shovel if you want me to. I'll bury you, I'll bury you. Only if you want me to. I'll bury you, I'll bury you. Only if you want me to.
With each and every purchase, she's still searching for a fucking purpose, wondering if it's worth it, when every person earning is furnishing the surface. The proof is in the bourbon burden, and she's certain that the serpent squirms behind the curtain's epidermis. You gotta be a taxidermist just to learn the best return was investing in the furnace. It's crash versus burn when living in the circus. Laugh with a mask to hide the silent cries. Go stag against the staff or autograph the lies. Sometimes she's surprised when the homicide is oxidized, 'cause she's sacrificing butterflies just so she can breathe tonight.
She stood on the edge of darkness, forked out her internal divide, being fed nothing but hatred. How would good ever grow inside? She stood on the edge of darkness, cold frozen her aching heart, The light within slowly fading as they slowly fade the dark. She stood on the edge of darkness, prayer voiceless within despair. Never once felt her warm embrace, not once did anyone care. She stood on the edge of darkness, shouting, screaming, is anyone there? Only silence returns with an answer, feeling of joy lost and ensnared.
I'll bury you, I'll bury you. Get the wheelbarrow just to carry you. I'll bury you, I'll bury you. Get out the space shuttle if you want me to. I'll bury you, I'll bury you.
I stood on the edge of darkness, watching my moonlit swim ripple. The scum isn't in the pond, it's merely reflected. The only way to escape this crippling guilt, I'm gonna bury that part of me in the garden. Seeing the lily lies spread like weeds, time to be honest with myself. I'm gonna bury that part of me in the garden.
I'll bury you, I'll bury you. Get the wheelbarrow just to carry you. I'll bury you, I'll bury you. Get out the space shovel if you want me to. I'll bury you, I'll bury you. Only if you want me to. I'll bury you, I'll bury you. Only if you want me to.
She's a black rose silhouette. Her shadow plead regret. Her petals fall on puddles, and ripples mirror bled. Her pulse beats faint from trouble, and no matter her disguise, she can't make.